Exodus 15. Exodus chapter 15. As our custom is, every year we will take a lesson from the scriptures. And I want to take a lesson, say lessons from Mara. Amen. Mara. M-A-R-A-H. The lessons from Mara. Exodus 15. Exodus 15 is where you find the psalm of Miriam, the sister of Aaron. She is a prophetess. They had just gone through the Red Sea. You know, sometimes in life, you have some moments that you can never forget. I've had a few. I know there are many more amazing moments to come. I thought you said the same for yourself, but it's fine. And for Israel, the Israelites of this generation, this is one of such moments. The sea just gave way into two. I pray for you. Every difficulty will split open. Amen. Your ministry, your family, in your health, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The deepest oceans will split. They have just gone through the Red Sea. But sometimes, life is not as smooth as you think. In verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went into the wilderness of Shur. And they were there 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Everything is fine, all well and good, until there is no water. Maybe they should have taken some from the sea. While it was passing for them, maybe they should have taken buckets. And just say, in case. But there's no water to drink. 3 days. How many of you can survive that? Verse 23. And when it came to Mara, they could not drink of the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. So, the issue was not that they did not find water. They now found water. But the water was bitter. I recall we had a teaching in one of the camp meetings some years ago, where he said, the land is good, but the water is bad. All teaching was that. You're trying to remember. I can't remember the title myself. How many were there? The land is good, but the water. Who else remembered? Nobody. What? No, not what beside that. What beside that was a camp meeting at Seconds. This was downstairs. So you can't remember. Find out for me. Find out before the end of the teaching. Damola, you do that for me, please. So they said the water is bitter. So they called the place Mara. Verse 24. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What are we going to drink? Your blood? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he cast into the waters, and the waters became sweet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There he made for them a statute and ordinance. And he proved them and said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and you will do what is right in his sight, and you will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon you, which I've brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that heals you. Amen. Amen. So Israelites just experienced the miracle of the Red Sea. And just 3 days in, no water. And sometimes this can be consistent. That after a great victory, after a great exploit, we can have difficult times. Life comes in seasons. And we all are in different seasons of our lives. But as a collective, as a church, the truth is, we've gone through some difficult times. It doesn't mean there will also not be some testing moments to come. You brace for it. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You brace up for it. That after the miracle of the sea, it's possible not to find water. They just saw the sea part. They just had an amazing retreat. But Mara can't happen. After a successful program, after an answered prayer, suddenly exhaustion, suddenly disappointment, suddenly just tired. It's Mara. The waters of Mara are bitter, but they are part of the journey. Never interpret a difficult season as a proof that God is not with you. No. It's a mistake. To think that a difficult time is means that God is no longer leading you. No. We see this with David. Sorry. What do you think is the peak of David's life? Anyone? Goliath. Remove Goliath from David's story. I don't think. Maybe you said the anointing. If you want to be, you want to be spiritual, you say when Samuel anointed him. That was not as you understand what I mean. Come on, when Samuel anointed him, something that they were hiding to do. The guy cannot be the peak. They were literally whispering, "I anoint you in the name of the Lord. I beg you, don't tell anybody." But you see, Goliath. Two nations were watching. It was on CNN, Al Jazeera. What's going to happen now? The president, the POTUS, has pitched his tent against Israel. Selah, amen. Goliath has come forward now. What's going to happen? It's a young boy. No. The human rights needs to step in. Where's UNICEF when you need them? Where's UNICEF? He's wielding a stone. What is he going to do with it? The entire world was watching. Bam! Goliath fell face down. David would have said, "This is just the beginning. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me." The next thing, he's running. Mara. Mara can happen. Anointed, but on the run. Everybody has that season. You cannot define your ministry or your family by waters of Mara. Are you listening to me? There's a lesson from Mara's story. That is bitter now doesn't mean that's the end. You just experienced the miracle. The ability to remember is an asset. It's an asset that God can use to save you over and over again. the ability to recall that he just parted the sea. What is the bitter water? David was on the run. Like a criminal. Like a fugitive. Are you listening to me? Oh, what's that running? From cave to cave. No, from cave to cave. You are still. He was running. He cannot drink water and drop cup. As he allowed to drop cup, we just hear the sounds of horses. How more Saul don't reach here again? He did put tracker on my body. And you know, Saul, when someone is possessed, they can have supernatural direction for the wrong things. He was tracking down David without GPS. Mara can happen. What would you think was the highlight of the 12 disciples of Jesus? They preached, people got saved, right? They saw a man die and rise from the dead. And the same man taught them for 40 days. You know what they were saying? Now we are untouchable, man. Peter, he rose up after 40 days. He said, men and brethren of Israel, listen to me. Everybody listened. They felt, you are with your church. This is a testament that the Lord... In fact, Peter was saying, then suddenly, there was persecution. They were not seen as serious until James was killed. One of the sons of Zebedee. So they just said, yeah, looks like the highlight is not Pentecost. Looks like we are in the Mara moment. They were still joking. They thought, then Peter was taken in prison. That's when the church said, Matara, ba, 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 ba. We need to pray. Mara can happen. Are you listening to me? Difficult times happen. Difficult things happen. Being in God's will does not mean that everything will be pleasant every time. Israel did not encounter Mara because they missed God. Listen to me. They encountered Mara because they were following God's direction. He was the one that led them by the way of the sea. He was the one that led them into the wilderness of Shur. So they didn't miss God. They actually encountered those bitter waters because they were following God's plan. And the place many people fail is at difficult junctions like that. I want you to listen to me this morning. I beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's at those difficult moments that people fail. Just lost a job. Looks like the cell I was trying to teach and everything. Members are not available. Members are not appreciative. You know, many things are just happening. You are in that Mara moment. You just finished praying. I remember there was a year like that in this church. I just finished praying for a particular person. This one, I've never seen something as fast as that. I just finished praying over an hour, too close to 2 hours. The person just kept coming to my mind. And I just finished praying only for that person for 2 hours. And I saw the person. I don't see he or she. And the next thing I heard was, what really are you doing for me? Do me, oh. I was hot. I mean, the 2 hours I just used it to watch Cocoa Melon. Any useless thing. Anything. I like. Let me just know I wasted 2 hours. How do you finish praying for someone and they spit on your face 3 minutes later? It's a Mara moment. It can drown a minister of the gospel. And just feel. Then what's the point? David could have felt, so I beg, what's the point of killing Goliath? I should have just stayed in the farm. In the farm, nothing was chasing me. Only lions. And I was killing them. This Saul cannot be killed. He's got anointed. He said, Obaron Nishe. Odo Obakun. Ishe Oba Oshe Maje. Odo Oba Odeshe Iwo. I'll interpret. The king sent you on an errand. But the river is full to the brim. And that's the only way to go. You have to deliver the king's errand. But you also cannot drown yourself in the river. That was where David was. He can't drown himself. He still cannot kill the king. Is it not better just remain a shepherd boy? But you see, Saul chasing David is the part of God's plan. Mara can happen. I've seen people say it was after a successful camp meeting. That was the time they were most down in ministry. And they left that camp meeting with so much vigor and energy, so much hope for the days ahead. We will be many. Oh, they were shouting. And 3 days later, almost as though someone just put pain in a balloon. Mara can happen sometimes after the greatest miracles. Are you with me? See, if God called me, if God truly called me, why is it so difficult? Why is it so hard? Why can't I just do it? That doesn't work like that. Mara teaches us that obedience can lead you even to difficult places. Obedience led Jesus to the cross. It doesn't mean you are in the wrong place. It's just a difficult place. Joseph encountered God in very difficult places. It's part of it. Paul, when you hear Paul and say, I finished my course with joy. All of Asia is saved. My son Timothy, my son. In between the lines, you know it, right? Shipwrecks, imprisonments, the entire city chasing you, and someone has to hide you in their house and let you down through basket. Have you imagined? Man of God, pastor, this is the one that raised the dead, though. This is the one that healed the sick with handkerchiefs. He now put in that bucket. Say, pastor, fam, say, fam, no talk. If you breathe, they will trace you here. And you have to let him down through the basket. And Paul was in this. Out of the city. With all the anointing. Mara can happen. You are not the only one going through difficult moments. It's a classroom. So don't allow those difficult moments and bitter experiences. Don't let it produce in you a bitter heart. Don't start to question everything you know about God. Don't start to question everything you know about serving God. When I started serving God, before now, I could do this. Before now, I could do that. My serving time now. Is not that, is that why I did not get this job? There are lessons from Mara. That after the Red Sea has been parted, bitter waters can show up. Are you listening to me? Don't allow it producing you a bitter heart. There are times where things may appear quiet. And I'm talking to someone this morning. Where things may appear quiet. Like nothing is moving. Everything is rather disappointing. You're a cell leader. And then you just finish praying. You just finish preparing. If you prepare someone, you know what I'm talking about. Just finish preparing and say, today they will collect. They will not say, teach our dead body of Christ. Hallelujah. You have prepared everything. You've in your mind, you've run through the entire agenda of the meeting, how it's going to go. At the end, now we are all going to be full of joy. And the next thing you just hear from the seven guys, sir, sorry, I'm unavailable. Why are you saying, like, just one person now? Huh? Even though you have five. Just one person. The other two, they are brothers and sisters. You say, we have to do something. There's a family outing that we have to go. Three people out. Ah, I mean two. You already say, the salmon. The one already just text you. I'll be a bit late in traffic. You mean one? And that one? You know what I mean? That one is one in Jesus' name. Amen. He's only one in Jesus' name. That one is just playing football. We are in his time now. We are the ones raining. Now we the ball for a year. I go join cell now. And you stand there with your sermon notes. Almost in tears. What do I do now? I have prayed. I have fasted for this particular meeting. And no one is showing up. That was not producing you bitterness. There's a way out.
Are you listening to me?
It is Mara. But it must not make you bitter. Moses had his own Mara moment. Listen, how do you prepare 40 years of your life to lead people out of Egypt? And the same people look at you and said, this golden calf brought us out of Egypt. Let us choose another person. Instead of this nonsense, Moses. I don't know what he thinks of himself. Let's choose another person that will lead us to where God is. If you were Moses, how would you feel? 40 years. I know some of you. You. Just pick one example that the voice is very loud among them. Reminds me of one video of a Nigerian politician. See? Constituted authority. That boy, bring that boy. I don't remember the video. It was 2020. 2019. Yeah, COVID. Yeah, that COVID era time. You don't have regard for constituted authority. I think it was before COVID. He passed during COVID. Maybe like 2017-ish. Yeah. I said, that boy, bring that boy. Sometimes that's all you have done. And Moses, you know Moses can do miracle. I don't know Israel, they know they fear. Someone turned staff to serpent. Turned the entire river in a particular country to blood. And you are shouting at him. I trust the Nigerians. They can shout on Twitter. They can murmur. But when they see that kind of person, my Lord Bishop. You guys are smart. One of the smartest people in the world. And you guys know how to play their own sycophant game. You shout for Moses K. Eh? I mean, if nothing, you are there at the Red Sea. And this man just put out his hand like this. And the sea went into two. I will never talk against him. If I would rather shout it against God. Because God is merciful. Eh? He's the one that said all the firstborn of a country, they will die. He just told us that we should just put ketchup. Yeah, you just put ketchup over your own door. Everything will be fine. And we put ketchup and everything was fine. And the next morning, we're just hearing news all around the country. I will fear him. But you know, Israel, when your heart is hardened, there's nothing you want to do. It's a wheezy. It's the audacity of Miriam and Aaron. So we also see visions. Why you don't see it in Egypt? The vision that you can see, the psalm that you can sing, why did you not sing for Pharaoh? And see where you end. If your head will not be on the plate. Moses did all of that. And he said, wheezy. So you see why he was angry. If you were the one, you would not just be angry, you would kill some of them. In fact, the way you will call some of them, they will go back to Egypt. Me, if I was the one, I would drive them back to Egypt. God will be leading us like this. I'll say, I will drop them in Egypt and go back to Midian. Amen. God will have to plead with me again. Even though God will use someone else. Amen. 40 years. And they gave him years of Mara. They gave Moses high blood pressure. He was going to the mountain and said, ah, God said, why are you here? Said, you know why. I've asked you for a car before a chariot. Don't be this your people. God said, I did not hear your people to. He said, no. You asked me to go and bring them out of Egypt. Mara can happen. So what do you do in seasons when the waters are bitter? That's the question. What do I do in seasons when the waters are undrinkable? When this is not what I prayed for? When this is not what I expected? When I'm in ministry? In your family? What do you do when the waters are bitter? What do? You trusted God for an awesome family. You trusted God for good children. But what do you do when the waters are bitter? Verse 25. Because Elof don't know what to do. Rather, they were going to backsliding. But you are not weak. I said, you are not weak. I said in the name of Jesus that you are not weak. In verse 25, Moses cried unto the Lord. You take bitterness, that same bitter water, you take it to God, not people. Take it to God. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Take it to God, not people. Cry out to God. Pour your frustrations in the place of prayer. That's why I have consistently told you that you must know how to pray simple prayers. What did I say? You must know how to pray simple prayers. We live in times when believers don't know how to do simple things. Like read your Bible and pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, walk in the Spirit. Simple, right? Nah. Rather, what you are hearing is, there are portals we must enter. There are realms we must get. There are dimensions. You are entering portal, but you have no self-control. Potter, dimension. But you have not mastered over greed, over anger. Potter. There are realms. Sometimes I'm not against the charismatic. I am charismatic through and through. Amen. I am as charismatic can be. But there's charisma. And it's ready. Some of the things I see and hear is rada. You can't even control anger. And the next thing on your agenda is portals. We are about to enter. Every time you want to pray, you are touching your belly. You're being pine. You can't pray simple prayer. Let's thank God. You can't pray simple prayers. Because when Mara happens and the waters are bitter, sometimes you might not have the tongues again. No? You must know how to go to God in simple ways and say, help me. The most challenging part of my life, this is my young life, because I have like 80 to go in Jesus' name. Yes. If God wants to, God does not want. Let's go home fast. You know, most of those difficult moments and difficult patches, yes, a lot of heartfelt, simple prayers. I've gone to God before and I said, so what do you want me to do? I slammed the door. Put Bible on the bed. My bed was on the floor. So what do you want me to do? I thought there was someone in the room. What should I do now? And I heard nothing. I said, Don't talk now. Don't talk now. I'm not going to give up. I'm just here to tell you I will not give up. But you have to do something. Giving up was never an option. Amen. I was born for this. You know? I know I was born for this. So let's forget that one. Giving up is not there. So what do you want me to do? And like I said, you're shouting. I'm calm now. What are we going to do? Because things are difficult. At least something should be working in your life. You get? Even if I know that I'm facing ministry wala, let me know it's ministry. Which one is that finances to is facing wala? One wala at a time. Bitter water everywhere. Cash out a muzobo. Amen. Even if it's one cup of zobo, which one is bitter water to the north? Bitter water. I said, you have to do something. Something has to change. The next day, something changed. The next day. But you are there doing potters. You don't know how to sing any song again. That's the moment. Imagine those who compose the hymns. We're doing. Nothing to sing in the body of Christ again. We just come to church and say, just be playing with vowels. How does it sound? How does it sound now? Potters. You know you can be simple. You can walk with God in simplicity. Not everybody's Elijah. I mean, you can just read your Bible, pray every day, endeavor to walk in the Spirit. Capish? Don't overcomplicate simple things. What split is the sea? It's not tongues. It's Moses' hand, rod, staff. Some things are so simple. This generation, they will say, can we surround? Let's do a chain of tongues. You not seen chain of tongues before? I see what potter. I'm very good. What potter? I mean, you know the chain of tongues? We are eight. So me, I will start. I will stop. This one, I say, we not go like that. Why am I stopping to pray? We don't know. Just so that we can just have something mysterious. Yeah, I mean, because I didn't know that I was in the coach and they not put me there. I said, we are in chain, true. So me, I know now stop the chain. Me, I was just praying. Why are you pinching me? Because this one's already waiting. What is it? Carburetor. In your propeller, we have pick. I'm not allowing people. I said, I will stop. You pick. That was when I took my Bible. So I will stop killing. Why are we not here? Pray without ceasing. You reach your tongue, you cease. Hallelujah. You must know how to pray simple prayers. Go to God. See Elijah. When Mara came, this was after he called down fire. Jezebel said, I want his head now. Elijah ran. He ran to God. See simple prayers. This one is calling down fire. He said, I am the only prophet left. That's a simple prayer. That's heartfelt. I'm the only one left. God, should I stop too? God said, you're not the only one. Stop it. Stop it. There are 7,000 men. He first struck. And there are 7,000 who have encountered Mara and did not bow. 7,000. So you're not the only one going through it. So what do I do in the seasons when the waters are bitter? I go to God. I don't go to people. I don't go around announcing problems. I don't go around saying, I think it's finished for me. No, it's not finished for me. This is just the beginning. I said, this is just the beginning. Oh, we started from victory. Hallelujah. We'll never know defeat. I will never know defeat. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. And I will not quit. I will never be defeated. 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 I will never know defeat. I will never know defeat. Mara happens. But you go to God. Are you listening to me? You also discover that Mara is a place of instructions. The solution is always with you. Sorry, when Moses cried out to God and said, the waters are bitter. Exodus 15, that's where we are. Verse 22 to 27. Moses cried out to God and said, the waters are bitter. The people said, what are we going to drink? We have left Egypt. Fine. The sea has split. Fine. What are we going to drink? Moses went to God. And God did not make the river dry up. In fact, God did not bring new waters. The solution was there. And God showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters, which when he had cast in the waters were made sweet. Amen. So sometimes, God does not remove the difficult environment. He just gives you instructions. That's why I said, Mara is a classroom. It's where you learn to hear. It's where you learn to see. It's where you learn to know and to perceive God's direction. When Moses was at the sea, God did not come down to split the sea. The solution was with Moses. Your prayer is, open my eyes to see what to do. To know what to do. Are you listening to me? That's the prayer. Prayer is never, God take it away. Because if God takes this one away, another can happen. Will happen. You can't go all life thinking that the moment you give your life to Christ, or you accept the life of Christ, everything will just, you know, swift and sweet. Just say, since I just gave my life to Christ, I don't know. It's just like I'm floating on a river. Says no one. That's never, nobody has ever said that. Even Jesus, your Lord and Savior, was on the cross. You've got to ask God, what is the solution to this bitter water? Yeah, the water is bitter, but what do I do? God showed him a tree. The tree has been there. Amen. The tree did not supernaturally appear. Just like the staff has been in Moses' hands. Just like Joseph has always had the dream. He just did not know that was the tool against the bitter waters. Are you learning something? Mara sometimes is a classroom. Don't waste it. You're taking lessons from the bitter waters of Mara. Don't waste it. Learn from it. What you will gain in the years of bitter waters, or in the months, or in the weeks, or in the days of bitter waters, you will learn patience. You will learn how to walk with God, even in difficult times. If you don't know how to walk with God in difficult times, you're not cut out for it. I know you're cut out for it. Because the truth is, those difficult moments will happen. Surely. Surely. Disciples face persecution. The apostles, they face persecution. Elijah ran. Nehemiah had opposition. Was it last year when we looked at Sambalat and Tobiah? Nehemiah, 2 years ago. These things happen. David was anointed, but Saul was chasing him with with swords. It It will happen. It happens. Are you listening to me? So you learn how to depend on God. You also learn humility. Because now you know that it's not by power. Hallelujah. You now know that, it is God that wills and does it in me. Sometimes life can get bitter. The water's undrinkable. It looks like everything you prayed about, you are seeing the opposite. It's the bitter waters of Mara. It can happen in any aspect of life. In ministry, as a pastor, as leaders who preach and teach. As long as disciples. It can happen in families. The year that you and your husband said, we are going to do a love project. We are going to, this year is a great year. One small fight. Everything escalates. Everything blows up. Blows open. It's the bitter waters of Mara. It happens to us all. Health can kick in. Different things. That's when one family member from nowhere just starts having some issues that has to be dealt with. And everybody's attention is on that. Moses said, what do you do when the waters are bitter? I said, if you have problems, call God. If you have business, call me. Problems, you go to God. Hallelujah. I, of course, in the multitude of counselors or counsels, there's safety. I'm not saying you don't share with people who you feel can offer counsel and also help in partnering in prayer. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying God must be your resource. Not everybody knows about your problem. Everybody in this world, when they see problem. Go to God. He's your father. As I said, you must know how to pray simple prayers. Are you with me? You cannot pray in English. You cannot pray in your local dialect. It's unlikely if you don't understand your local dialect, but you cannot pray in English. All your prayer is tongues. I'm not against tongues. We pray in tongues, so you know now. I've not prayed in tongues this morning. But I'm saying, there are times you sit down and say, you know what? No man understands. I won't talk something where I won't make both of us understand. Hallelujah. I want to, this one, it's not time to edify myself. I want to first save myself so that I can be edified. Amen. You know, tongues edifies you, right? It builds you up. You know, there are times that building is not what you need. Okay, survive now. Why is this sickness persistent? Have you gone to God? Have you asked Him, is there a tree nearby to put in the bitter waters? Is there a staff in my hand to point to this family? Is there a dream for this ministry? Like Joseph, he had the dreams were going to be his escape. And he never knew. If he knew, he would have taken them serious from the onset. If he knew, the moment he had that first dream, he would have kept quiet. I say, my dreams are too special. Too special not to go to God and going to men. But Mara happens. But you learn, you gain dependence on God. Was the last lesson from the waters of Mara. Verse 27. Exodus 15. The last lesson from the waters of Mara. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells, and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Hallelujah. 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 You know, do you like that? From bitter waters. Now, wells. God did not just give them water. He's not giving them coconuts. The beauty of Mara moment is that Mara is not the last chapter. It doesn't end in Mara. If there's something you can trust God with, is that difficult moments don't last. I'll say it again. The chapter does not end in Mara. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You know what God did? He said there are 12 tribes. Each one of you take one well. Take one well. There's no even need to fight by the river. You all have wells. What a God. Don't forget it. Both Mara and Elim are in God's plan. Both Mara and Elim are because Israel followed God's direction. So sometimes difficult times does not mean that God is absent or God has taken his face away from you. No. Did God take his face away from Peter when he was in prison? No. Elijah? No. David? No. He was still anointed. The anointed one of Israel. Are you listening to me? Mara was not the destination. Play for me as a close. The difficult season you're experiencing is not where God intends you to remain. Say, the difficult season in your ministry, in your family, in your health, with anything, in your career, finance, that's not the last chapter. I said, that's not the last chapter. I said, that's not the last chapter. You win. You win. You will get to the wells. You know, God has said, I'll give you wells, and I'll also give you palm tree. Why is the palm tree 10? I do not know. Okay, it's not 10. It's 70. That's 70 palm trees. That would be for each elder of Israel. Because there are 70. Remember Moses had to choose 70 elders. So the elders are in charge of the palm tree. The tribes are in charge of the wells. Baba! This is not the end. Amen. Let's tell someone. Baba! Cheer up. This is not the end. Mara will come to an end. You will get the wells. Hallelujah. You will get to the wells. Where it's plenty. Where the glory of God prevails. Where your ministry is flourishing. Where you are like a tree planted by the rivers. You're bringing forth your fruit in season. All your leaves are green. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not dry up. You will not dry up. Your leaves will not fall. You are fruitful. And your fruits abound. It's bringing you to a place of abundance and refreshing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For everyone, us, one way or the other, facing difficult moments and challenges, where it appears like, is it working? Is it ever going to work? Where it appears, God, where's your face? I pray for you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you experience the times of refreshing. That the wisdom, the direction that you need in those difficult moments will not be far from you. You will see the solution. You will not be discouraged. You will not quit. You will not quit on your ministry. You will not quit on your family. You will not quit on your health. You will not quit on your finances. The glory of the Lord will shine upon you. The hand of the Lord will rest upon you. The anointing of the Lord will flow on your head. You will win. You will be victorious. You will discover the wells. Mara will not be your last chapter. Pray for yourself this morning.